You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. In the last two decades, the U.S. has seen some 30% of its manufacturing jobs travel overseas. On the campaign trail, voters are hearing all about it. But one unexpected corner of the manufacturing industry is actually bringing jobs to the U.S., and that's clothing. Startup clothing companies making high-quality garments are setting up shop in U.S. cities, and not for the reasons you might expect. Elizabeth Segrin is a staff writer for Fast Company magazine. She wrote about this re-emerging market. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm very well, and I'm shocked by this news. Clothing manufacturing jobs stabilizing in the U.S., and it sounds like, in fact, companies are deliberately choosing to stay here?
Yeah, they are. And what was so interesting to me as I was doing the research for the story is that they're not staying for the reasons that I thought that they would. Things like ensuring that jobs stay in the country or human rights violations are not part of their clothing manufacturing process. They seem to be staying here for completely other reasons. They believe that they can only make the kind of high-tech clothes and fabrics that they want to make in American factories. And this is the only place that they can ensure that the quality of their products remains high.
Hmm. And is that because they have more oversight or access to better technology or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Most of the clothes that we have on the market right now are made of nylon and spandex, which are very kind of old fabrics. And the reason that everybody uses these fabrics is because they're so cheap and they're so abundant. But in fact, over the last 50 years, there's been a lot of technological development in fabric design. And so there are fabrics that, like, for example, feel like cotton or wool, but wick moisture and things like that. And so when a CEO has the ability to go to a factory and see what's going on and see what the chain of command is at these factories and just oversee the process, they're able to ensure that the quality of these different products remains high.
And how big of a market are we talking? How many startups are we talking about?
Well, it seems like it's kind of a bubbling There are several hundred companies that are sort of beginning to spring up, and they're of all different sizes. But I spoke to two companies, one called Yoga Smoga, which is a yoga apparel company, and another large company called American Giant. And these are both companies that are doing very large-scale operations here. They're taking over multiple factories.
So how many jobs are these companies really creating? Is this manufacturing machine automated, or do they need to hire a lot of humans?
It's not mostly machine automated. There are machines that are very high tech that can do things like and ensure that very little material is wasted during the cutting process and things like that. But actually, a large part of every clothing manufacturing process requires somebody to be involved in that process. And so having these factories back at work, that is actually ensuring that a certain number of jobs remains in the U.S.
And those jobs, of course, end up being more high paying. Is this a sustainable model? How many Americans these clothes are expensive, right? Are Americans going to pay for $80 sweatshirts?
So at Yoga Smoga, the average price of a pair of yoga pants is $90. And the average price of a sweatshirt at American Giant is also $90. And so at this price point, they're competing with the J. Crews or Banana Republics of the world. They're also emphasizing the durability and the quality of their garments. So really, they're selling a kind of a different product. They're selling a product that they hope is going to last a long time and that that consumers are going to appreciate for their quality.
Elizabeth Segrin is a writer for Fast Company magazine. Thanks so much for your time, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much for having me.